Hundreds of stadium seats from Christchurch's closed Lancaster Park have turned up at the Port of Tauranga. So it was Lancaster Park and then it was Jade Stadium, but it all shut in February 2011 after the quake, and the seats are now going to be used for something completely different. Well, not completely different, but in a different part of the world at least. Rick Hannay is past president of the Te Puke Rugby Club and was integral to this operation. He joins us now. Hi there, Rick.
Hi there, Jesse. How are things?
Good, thank you. Good, so good. When did you work out that Lancaster Park, as it's quite fun to call it, might have a solution to your problems?
Well, I guess it originated way back in March when we had a visiting team from Argentina. They brought quite a large contingent of supporters through. And during the course of the main Prem's game, they started to rock and roll with the temporary stand a little bit. And we looked on from a distance and thought, well, this thing's not going to last. Well, let's hope it lasts tonight. But then it did. But it's not going to last that much longer. It's a temporary stand, and we were in the market to, we had been in the market to look at a new stand when along came the sale of Lancaster Park seats. And we thought, well, that's pretty interesting. Let's have a look at that.
So how did you find out, by the way, that Lancaster Park seats were up for sale?
Just surfing the net more than anything, Jesse. We had a look, and there was an advertisement by the from the Christchurch City Council, an application form. So we thought, well, let's make it out and see what happens. And we made it out, and we then communicated with a fellow down there, Lee Butcher, who was in charge of major projects, and he turned out to be a guy that really supported what we were trying to do.
Yeah, he was like, let's make this happen, which is just what you want when you call someone up and say, is this
exactly
possible?
Yeah. Yeah, he was very, very supportive.
Called in a few favours?
Yeah, we put the application in, we succeeded, and Lee then encouraged us to take it forward, which we did. But we thought, well, hang on, there's 1,100 kilometres between Te Puke and Christchurch, and that was our immediate dilemma. How do we overcome that?
Right. So who stepped up to help out?
Well, in the first instance, we thought, who can we talk to? And we're sitting here right in the middle of the kiwi food industry, so we thought a call to Zespri would make sense.
Yeah.
So one Mike Knowles, who's the shipping manager for Zespri, was contacted, and within the day, Mike came back to me and said, I think we may have a solution for you, which was a great step forward. And Mike had contacted, during the course of the day, Oceanic Navigation, who are ships agents for the transit of kiwifruit into Asia.
Yeah.
And they contacted in due course their vessel owners, Fresh Carriers, and the answer that came back from Zespri, Oceanic Navigation and Fresh Carriers, yes, we'll do it. We're happy to do it as long as there's no delay on the vessel out of Christchurch or Port Lyttelton. And we gave that assurance, not knowing a thing about it. That started the ball rolling.
I suppose you wouldn't want it to be too expensive. I mean, it's not like the seats are worth a heck of a lot anyway.
Well, Jesse, the issue was that had we not had Zespri, Oceanic Navigation and Fresh Carriers coming together, this just simply wouldn't have been a starter. We couldn't have done it on commercial rates. It simply wouldn't have worked. It's too large a distance. But when those three parties came together and then linked with MG Marketing in Christchurch, who kindly offered us pallets free of charge, as did Fonterra, we had all these parties starting to move together. And what made it even better was a certain gentleman who was one of MG Marketing's management was also on the management of the Sumner Rugby Football Club. So our dilemma, our ongoing dilemma was, how do we get them out of Lancaster Park? How do we palletise and prepare for shipment? Was solved when Roger Georgie said, well, you know, the Sumner Rugby Football Club is looking to raise a few funds through Working Bees. We could do this. So, therefore, we not only got the product out of Lancaster Park, we got them palletised by Sumner Rugby Football Club and sent to the port of Lyttelton, courtesy of Brinnex Transport down in Hornby. And, of course, the Fonterra pallets that were required in terms of large and robust pallets were sent up from Temuka, from Timaru by Temuka Transport. So all of that was done free of charge by parties that just felt that they wanted to contribute to what was a reasonably worthy project. And, of course, Lancaster Park has a certain underlying sentiment, and it all started to fit together.
Rick, are you one of those guys who can just pick up the blower and get things done?
I feel comfortable doing that, yep.
This is a real achievement. How many seats have you ended up with?
Well, we ended up with 400 seats, and it's going to be Te Puke's only covered grandstand. And whilst it's on our rugby fields, it's obviously there for use for community. I mean, this has been a big holding of hands amongst a lot of organisations. We also added two port companies, being Lyttelton and Tauranga, who gave their services free of charge, and two stevedores, being C3 and Lyttelton and ISO, from the Port of Tauranga, all gave their services free of charge to the project. And when the seats did arrive in Tauranga a couple of days ago, we had a local company, H2O Transport, and a local kiwi fruit post-harvest facility, MPAC, at Mount Maunganui, also pitched in and said, well, you know, you can have transport and storage free. So it was a great exhibition of hand-holding and started by Zespri in a community sense.
Oh, it's a good New Zealand story. Whereabouts are the seats now?
The seats are comfortably in storage in a cool store at MPAC at Mount Maunganui.
Yeah, okay. Keeping a good temperature there. And when did they go into your stand?
Well, that's the next big step.
Yeah.
It's a project that we think is going to cost around about $200,000. And for rugby clubs, that's a big call.
To install 400 seats?
Yeah, the seats are one thing, and the structure or the construction of the stand is another.
Oh, the stand too, yeah, okay.
It's got to be, you know, that's got to be structured to some pretty rigid specifications.
Right, okay.
But it's all worthwhile because it will become not only a rugby stand, but it'll also become a community facility. And as well, the older types like me are also quite happy that we can contribute to the ongoing name Lancaster Park in some form.
Yeah, you could call it the Lancaster Stand, of course.
Well, that's got to be something we consider, I'm sure.
You know, you're going to have some guy nudging you in a couple of years' time, Rick, saying, hey, Rick, I still got your blooming seats in my kiwi fruit cooler. When are you going to come pick these things up? I was happy to hold on to them for a couple of weeks. But
we're lucky, Jesse. We've got some very, very nice diplomatic pressure going on local businesses in the kiwi fruit area to say, you know, you do a lot of business in this area. How about a little bit of contribution back to the sports club, because ours is a sports club. It's very large netball and other sports as well as rugby. It's been a great exercise, and to have the last kiwi fruit vessel of the season come into the Port of Tauranga carrying Lancaster Park was quite an occasion, I can tell you.
Yeah, good one, Rick. It's a real pleasure to hear the story, and keep us posted on how you get going, and if you start doing some fundraising, let us know. All right,
much appreciated. Thank you very much.